Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival. Today I have with me Gabe Klinger and Lucy Luca, director and protagonist of Porto. So welcome, guys.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Gabe.
Oh, thanks. Good to be back.
Yeah, the last time we saw each other was 2013 for Double Play. So I'm glad to see you again. So, finally, your first feature film. So, my first question is very basic, but I want to know why, let's say, a love story for your first feature film.
Why not?
I know, I love them, but still, you know, that's difficult. Always a difficult process to get to the first film. So it's very, more important to choose a topic, you know?
Yeah,
so.
I mean, there's a lot of craziness in the world right now, and especially recently. And you know, acts of kindness are always surprising, and acts of violence have become completely unsurprising. And so, you know, but in this film, it's, you know, it's a film about love, and it's a film about this encounter where there's these perceived feelings of love and all these things. But then it's about the sort of damage of that encounter too. So it brings us back to reality a little bit. It plays with both, but these are two characters with a lot of affection, with a lot of things to say, who are trying to kind of find themselves, who are trying to be sincere, who are declaring themselves in a way. And there's a, yeah, so I guess there's just a lot of insincerity in the world, a lot of cynicism, a lot of distance, and I wanted to go in another hopeless direction.
Oh, that's true. So, Lucy.
That's just one potential answer of many.
Yeah, you know, obviously I know that it could take us a lot to talk about all the... So Lucy, how did you get on board of the project? How did it start for you?
With the casting, you know. My agent called me about this project, and I was waiting for one like that for such a long time. And so I was very enthusiastic, and when I just had a few pages, you know, of the script at first to prepare the casting, but I didn't even understood everything I read because it was a very beautiful language in English, but I know how to speak it, like casually, but not I couldn't understood everything, but I was really moved by what I was reading, even crying, and I didn't know why exactly, but I felt some resonances in the words, and then I met Gabe for the casting, and we talked a lot, and I don't know, we connected. And then I invited him at home, make him a soup. and we talked a lot again. And then he called me and said that I was on board. So I was so happy. Voilà.
Well, first of all, who's Mati for you? Who was Mati when you read the script? And who did she become when you talked to Gabe about her?
For me, Mati was really a universal character that a lot of women could feel close to her, and then she became more specific, and especially with the craziness, you know. But maybe we all are a bit crazy, and not everybody knows it, but. And I took her with this specificity, and I tried to understand her, or at least to have affection for her, and yeah, try to not judge her, and because you know sometimes you do things you don't even know why, but it's, you know, your intuition. And. And yeah, you cannot explain everything. It happens. It's like that. And what I loved in this character is that she was not afraid to experience a moment of love, really, a really strong moment, and then she was human and she was afraid by things.
Is there, I don't know why, but it's been 2 days that I found myself asking, wondering about this question that I'm going to ask you, because I keep asking this. Can there be found in your experience a balance between love and passion?
In my experience, I mean, that's a very hard thing to strike a balance between, because you're always living, you know, in the moment, right? And then you can reflect in the past, but then maybe you're already in, you know, engaged with the other person in some way, and that's very hard. And I think it goes in waves, you know. I mean, love is kind of this great delusion, right? It's this kind of, you know, it's and as you get older, you learn it's not really just about lust and passion and, you know, just momentary connection. It's really about work, you know, building something with someone and being committed to something and, you know, following, having the trust and following through, you know, on certain ideas. And I still don't know, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, is like, it's still something that I'm constructing or I'm developing in my head. But, you know, there's a lot of directors from like the 20s and 30s who dealt with love a lot, like, you know, Frederick Murnau and Frank Borzage and Leo McCary. And these are guys who like really believed in the eternal love. They read Stendhal and Goethe and Shakespeare. And they really, like, yeah, love was this sort of uncanny, almost mystical thing to these filmmakers. And then at a certain point, we lost that. We didn't have that anymore in the movies. And I lament that a little bit, you know. So I guess I'm nodding my head a little bit to the romanticists of the movies, of this, especially the silent era.
But the yeah. visuals of yeah. the film, the style, also took me to think about these things. I mean, like a sort of a retro, I don't know, kind of thinking. So I like that. I like this perception that I had, that I could really think about these things.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a movie with a deep engagement with movies, because, you know, and with the love of movies. So I think it was the Variety review that says it's a film that's in love with love and in love with cinema, you know. And so for me, but those things have to go together, you know. It has to be, they're married in a way for me, because of my kind of deep love and affection for movies. And also just the, you know, the aspect of shooting on film, on 35mm mm-hmm. and 16mm and everything. It's very much, a love letter to those formats. So to go back to your first question, why make a movie about this this kind of subject? Well, maybe it's the one that for me fits the best, you know, as a tribute to the movies.
I have an inevitable question, obviously. How was with Anton? I was working with him. How was the process?
For me, it was such an honor to meet him and to work with him. But really, I mean it. I never saw someone that passionate and dedicated to his job, work. He was extremely funny also, which was really cool, because he was very serious about his job, but still very funny and always laughing. Not always. Sometimes he concentrated, but and he was very gentle and very respectful, and even if we knew that we didn't work the same way, and we didn't even came from the same background, yes. And so I was looking at him all the time and learning so much about. Yeah, he took the character in his whole body, all soul and everything, and it was very heavy for him, I have to say, this shooting. I just had to look into his eyes, you know, and I was completely handled, and I was with him. So, no, it was wonderful, really. Yeah, The cinema, it's a big, big, big loss for the cinema, yeah, and also for humanity, because he was very, very sensitive and very, he was very special and an example for a lot of people.
Yeah, to say that, I cannot imagine now the way I perceived and I felt the film. I could never imagine this film without them. I mean, without that look, that melancholy, and
wouldn't exist. Wouldn't exist, because there was no other actor who would gave us so much confidence going forward and was so committed to the project from the very beginning. So for me, it was always going to be Anton. I designed the project that way. It would have been absolutely, you know, yeah, absolutely. He's so much ingrained into the DNA of the project. But he was just, what young actor, rising actor in Hollywood nowadays, is interested in, like, you know, watching silent movies or, you know, like, and reading Dostoevsky in Russian and all, you know, this stuff. He was just, he had this discipline because his parents were Olympic athletes in Russia, and they taught him that you had to be extremely disciplined and extremely serious about what you're doing, because they came from a world where the arts were rare and privileged, and to have access to the things that we have in the Western world, you know, they really didn't take that for granted. And they showed Anton, they went to museums with Anton and showed him, you know, movies and art films. And so they really gave him this different outlook of life. So he was completely humble about it and completely awed by everything around him.
Thank you, Gabe. Thank you, Lucy. Good luck with the film. Yeah. It was very... I was honored to talk to you. I was very glad to share this experience with you, and it really added something to at least my day and to this week and very difficult moment in my life at the moment. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks Chiara.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.